Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
And we're ready for another hour of Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you on this Friday. TGIF, rainy Friday. I hope the storms didn't wake you up last night, all night, like they did us. I suspect that they did. So pretty noisy. We've got picks coming up this hour. We're excited about it. Three college games, three pro games. We'll give you our thoughts. We will also get you ready for a high school football Friday, a Catch at Kansas Friday. This is the regular season finale. Yes, TJ?
It is. Playoffs start next week.
That's crazy. Not that the season's ending soon. Here in Kansas, we play what feels like 92 playoff games. It's a big bracket. It's a big bracket. So still plenty of football to be played, but this is the regular season finale. We'll get you all caught up and ready to go for that. It's all coming to you and brought to you this hour by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We are getting you ready for all of it. And TJ, it is a football weekend that does not include the Chiefs, but we get some Chiefs news yesterday in Josh Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Andy Reid talked yesterday. The most information that we've gotten about the Josh Simmons situation thus far, and it still, you know, wasn't very much information, but Andy Reid said that he is in communication with the team and it's positive. It's not a negative situation. So it's okay. It sounds like it's going.
Read the room.
Better?
That felt better, yes. Like, Andy Reid's not going to give us much, but Andy Reid, for the first time, didn't seem irritated by the – and he brought it up, too.
Uh-huh.
So two different things happen. Andy Reid is very robotic in his media briefings. He will go through the same process each and every time. Yesterday's – He'll go through his injuries for the day. He'll give you the updates he's willing to give you. And then on a day like yesterday, he'll immediately say that, you know, the coaches in Washington do a great job. They've got some great players. It'll be a real challenge. And they look forward to the challenge of playing them with that. The time's yours. Every time without fail. So understand that. And he wasn't bringing Josh Simmons up in that opening portion that, again, is robotic and literally the same time every time he has a press conference. That's why Time's Yours is famous, is a famous thing among the media with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't been bringing Simmons up at all, and then he's been a little irritable when people bring it up to him, as he does when he gets asked about things he doesn't want to talk about, which, you know, sometimes if it's not like the X's and O's of football, he doesn't want to talk about it. This time in that opening salvo, he brought it up and he said that things have been positive, and he said that the communication's there and it's been positive and it's not negative, and that he's taking care of his family. And so that tells me that if there was some uncertainty or, you know, cloudiness to all this before, I don't think it's there now. I think now it's like, okay, everything's back on the right track. We still don't know like a timetable. We don't know. What he didn't really get into yesterday was he going to play on Sunday? He didn't really address that part at all. But he's still not with the team now, or on Monday, I should say. But he's still not with the team now. And so like, you just got to kind of be prepared, or at least I'm preparing myself for like a last minute. Oh, he's back with the team and he's going to play. I think that's where we are with this now.
I could see it. It's just such an interesting, I don't know. The biggest thing that I saw brought up, you know, it was good to hear that it's a positive situation, because like I've been saying, we literally know nothing about the situation. Like we had no idea.
Which is so bizarre.
We could have speculated a million different things of what it is, but you'd imagine that it's something that was bad enough to be away from the team for 2 weeks. Like something had to have happened. And so to hear that it was positive, the immediate reaction from the fan base on social media was the fact of like, okay, why didn't we say this 2 weeks ago? Like, why have we all been in a frenzy of what had happened to him? And now it's positive. Like, why didn't we just say it was positive 2 weeks ago? And so it's weird. Something has changed, I imagine, in the situation. I imagine something was negative, and it's probably turning positive if I had to take a stab at what was really meant by that statement from Andy Reid. But again, we have no idea. But you're right. He did leave it open. I keep saying, like, well, he didn't practice on Thursday, but it's a Monday night game. They're going to get an extra day of this thing. Like, there's a chance he could be back by Saturday, practice on Saturday, and go on Monday. So,
well, look, you think there was something negative. I don't know that I think it was necessarily something negative on Simmons' side. Like, I think the situation was bad, but I think it was just unknown. I think there was a level of uncertainty for whatever reason, whatever it was. I got the sense that Andy Reid didn't know, and that's why he was getting annoyed. Like, he didn't know, and so he's like, Brett Veach is dealing with it. Like, I have no idea. Like, leave it alone. I don't want to talk about it anymore because I don't know anything. That's not the strange part. The strange part is that nothing ever has really come out about it. That means the players have stayed quiet. That means the coaches have stayed quiet. That means childhood friends and relatives have stayed quiet. We have no idea what's even happening. That never happens anymore. Like that's for this long of a time. Like, that's really strange. So
it is.
All I remember is that, you know, from what the players were saying in the immediate aftermath, it seemed like something tragic. And I hate that. And you wish for the best. And you just kind of sit back now and then think about the football of like, okay, well, when's he going to come back? And I think that was the cloudiness. And so now it's just like, unless you look at this stuff every week like we do, like, I don't know how else to describe that it felt very different yesterday in the way it was approached than it had been. And that almost has to be a good sign for his future with the Chiefs in the short term, probably.
I agree. For Andy Reid to feel comfortable enough saying that, because as we've said, like, it's been very apparent, like, Andy Reid will just say, I don't have an update. And that's all that he'll say on the situation. And like, so to have an update is a good thing.
Yeah. Everyone pictures Andy Reid as this big, jolly, friendly, lovable. And he is in a lot of ways. But when he's asked about things he doesn't want to talk about, he's very irritable. And so that's been basically what's been happening with it. And that's fine. Like, who cares? Lots of coaches are. But you just trying to read the room. Like, you're trying to read what's happening. And so now to have that change is just, and we're guessing at this. It makes me guess that we're getting closer to resolution, and he'll probably be back with the team sooner than later. They've been okay without him. And the updates on Smith, we didn't even really get an update on Taylor, which makes me think Taylor's just fine. Yeah. Smith is sore, like Smith's back hurts. And so honestly, I would be okay if he didn't play this week. The problem with a back is it doesn't really ever get better. We saw this with Jalen Daniels at KU. Like, if you've got a bad back, like, you just kind of have to you just kind of have to deal with it.
You can't, and you can't block people with a bad back. That's for sure.
Well, he did in the game against Oakland, but I mean against Vegas. But like, it's just Caliendo is pretty good, and I don't think I would like put Smith in street clothes necessarily, but I'll bet you we see a lot of Caliendo on Monday night.
Yeah.
And if the Chiefs can handle things with him, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm just fine with Trey Smith not playing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a story to follow. You know, obviously we've talked about what that was going to be. That was the one of three guys that didn't practice yesterday. It was Simmons. Kareem Hunt has a bone bruise on his knee, and Trey Smith had some back issues going on. Lower back spasms is what Andy Reid said. So
yeah, to be expected after we saw him leave the game. Has there ever been a player more likely to play through an injury than Kareem Hunt? And that's not like to speak to like his pain tolerance, but if Kareem Hunt's not playing for the Chiefs, he's not playing anywhere. Like this is it for him. he knows I've got to be out there. Like there is no alternative for me, I don't think, in the NFL. And he's so valuable to them and not to anybody else.
His story is so freaking like it's so cool that he's back and like all the stuff that's happened because of that.
If the circumstances are correct, because what he did was like just
awful. I agree.
And if he's really turned his life around, I'm all for it. I love the second chances. Then my favorite episode of that documentary was Andy Reid's Don't Judge. Like I love that stuff. I love the Michael Vick story. Like if people truly are able to like redirect their lives because of some really bad decision that they've made, I can't get enough of that stuff. So I'm with you in that sense. And it feels like that's probably happened by what we're seeing. And his teammates have re-embraced him and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just the fact of like how Andy Reid treats him and how much he like understands how big of a deal it is that he's back and like all that stuff. Like it's so cool of him. Just like, I don't care. Like put me in there. I'll get you 3 yards. Like I'll do whatever you want me to do.
We'll run one-legged. Like, doesn't matter. Like, get me in there. Hey, it's Friday, which means it's a Friday fit. 35 by 70 Golf Co. has all your needs. It's a rainy day, bad hair day, right? No problem, because they've got great hats, great shirts, great polos, great cold weather stuff. You can go to 35 by 70 Golf Co. It is a local company, local people, really good people. We've talked to him a bunch, like out at the Wichita Open and things. So go check it out, 35 by 70 Golf Co. Check out all the great gear. You can get 10% off. Use the promo code Jacob if you would like. But show them some support. Love the local businesses. Love the local companies. And we appreciate them being a part of Sports Daily. When we return, we're going to make some football picks. 6 games, 3 college, 3 pro. Here we go. That's next on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. You've got K-State basketball tonight on the air here on KFH, an exhibition matchup at Missouri. Tune in 97.5, 1240 KFH at 8 for Wildcat basketball, or listen online at kfhradio.com. Download the free Odyssey app and search for KFH. It is time to talk a little football. We've got college and pro games to pick. Tommy's filling out some expense reports or something, so he won't be able to be with us today. But we have Paul. We have Brandon. I have Tommy's picks. We have the receipts. Last week, it was Tommy and Paul going 4-2. TJ and myself went 3-3. Brandon goes 2-4. So that's the weekly results. I maintained the lead overall by 4 games over Tommy and Paul.
Shrinking.
And that's where things stand. Yes, Paul.
Shrinking. Shrinking big, boy. Right now, you're sneaking up on me, made up a game. You're probably looking over your shoulder as we speak. I mean,
Average makes a game up, and now he's got his chest all puffy, and he's ready to rock and roll. Max, let's hit it. Let's get into these picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, we've got 3 pro, 3 college, and we start with the early one in college. We start with the Sunflower Showdown. Not much sunshine, it sounds like, now in the Sunflower Showdown. Paul, you were one of the winners of the week last week. You are up first.
Let me do it.
Fella, what do you think?
I should be starting this segment every week, as a matter of fact.
By the way, the line on this is now 3.5. So it moved a half a point towards KU, which is where we'll pick it. These lines are from this morning. So we've got it at KU favored by 3.5.
Well, you know something? It would be a lot easier for me to pick this particular game if I knew which K-State was going to show up. But I really don't know which K-State will show up for this particular game. You'll think it would be the good one because you always want to play well when you play the University of Kansas, and you want to play well when you have to go on the road and you want to go to KU to play. So, with that being said, K KU still has a lot of weapons. They're still a talented football team. Defense is pretty decent. I'm going to go with KU. I'm taking KU, and I'll just go ahead and give 3.5.
Paul is going to take the streak snapping. I will tell you that Tommy, because he was there in 4-2 last week also, is taking K-State plus 3.5. That takes us to TJ.
I have no stinking idea. I keep going back and forth. 3.5 is terrifying. I feel like we're all going to get hooked on this line, but I'm going to pick KU. It feels like this is the year. New booth, all the vibes going their way. I'm taking KU. I think they can finally get it done.
We talked about it in the last hour. I'm next. I feel like this game, the implications of a loss are much larger for K-State. And they're getting 3.5 points. I know that I know KU fans feel like that streak ending is the biggest deal. I think K-State losing this and finding a new rock bottom is a bigger deal. The Cats have got to win this game, or this season is just going to be one of the more forgettable seasons in a generation. I think K-State shows up. I think they've got to establish the run even without Dylan Edwards, but it's a big Avery Johnson game. It's tight. It's close. It's awesome. I'm going to take 3.5 points, and I'm going to take K-State. Brandon?
Well, they say streaks are made to be broken, but this streak will have to wait yet another year to be broken. KU cannot run the ball. The weather is going to be nasty for this one. I don't know if we're going to be seeing many field goals, so we'll see about that hook that TJ mentioned. I think this is K-State's Super Bowl. As sorry as that might sound, if we would have talked about that preseason, but K-State will go on the road and extend the streak to, I believe, 17.
Yeah, it's 17. And don't forget, like, Tech's loss last week does, again, the back door, the back porch, there's a door. And there's just like a little bit of, just a tiny little sliver of light to K-State kind of controlling its own destiny. Just an eensy-weensy bit here. If you're the coaching staff, you've talked about that. You have. All right, let's go to BYU and Iowa State, another big one in the Big 12. BYU, I mean, listen, we can keep talking about how they haven't played anybody, I suppose. They got Utah at home and they got it done there, but they go on the road this week to Iowa State. Iowa State is a 2.5 point favorite. Tommy is taking the Cyclones. TJ, where are you at with this one?
We've been talking about BYU the same way for the last 2 years of the, well, you know, they're undefeated, but I don't know. I think they're freaking awesome. Kalani Sitake is one of the best coaches in the Big 12, and they find ways to win games. I think they can go on the road and get this one done at Iowa State.
All right. That takes it to me. I have also, man, I've gone back and forth with this one too. Iowa State also got a door cracked open. Everybody that's 2-2 got a door cracked open last weekend with Texas Tech losing. Because either you control your own destiny or you don't believe that both BYU and Cincinnati are going to run this thing all the way through. So Iowa State has a ton to play for. It's a wild environment up there. It always is. I'm actually going to take the Cyclones. And that's not a knock on BYU. That's a tip of the cap to the Cyclones. I'll take Iowa State. Brandon?
I know it's going to come at some point in this segment from Paul that this is the easiest game we're going to pick. This is not the easiest game we're going to pick, but I just like this BYU team too much. Running the ball, the defense, it's going to travel into, is it Iowa City, Ames, whichever one it is, Ames, Iowa. That's right. And the Cougars are going to get it done.
Our Iowa listeners are deeply offended right now. Paul, what do you think with this one?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is not that easy of a game. The next game is going to be the easiest game of the week to pick. That's the easy one. That's the easiest one. Listen, I'll be truthful. I've slept on BYU far too long. I'm going to give these guys some credit. How do I give them credit in Wichita, Kansas? By picking them. That's how you give them credit. I'm taking BYU. This is still a fairly easy game. That's because we've been overlooking BYU for so long, we don't give them enough credit. BYU, go Mormons.
Everybody outside of BYU in the Big 12 right now, really rooting hard for Iowa State this weekend. So there you go. We'll go to Ole Miss and OU. OU is a 5.5 point favorite. Ole Miss coming off a disappointing loss. I'm glad I'm not first here. I will say that. TJ, you are. Where are you at with this one?
I watched Ole Miss against Georgia last week. Yeah. We made jokes about me picking a D2 quarterback and not getting the cover by I think it was the hook is what it ended up being. But Ole Miss was controlling that game until the very end of that one. I think Ole Miss is pretty legit. OU has a lot of questions about John Mateer's thumb. I've been following all that stuff. I don't know where that's at anymore. It's a tough place to play in Norman, but I don't think that they're all the way back in Norman. I think that Ole Miss can go in there and at least cover 5.5.
5.5 is the line. I don't know if they're all the way back either, but I think they're enough back to cover the 5.5. I'll take the Sooners. I'll bet on Venable's ability to come up with a big-time defensive game plan and do enough to win that game by a touchdown. So I'll take the Sooners there. Brandon?
We got through two of you guys and did not get a catch at Kansas. Shout-out to Jaron Kanick. I don't know what the show has become.
Can he play quarterback still? Should we send Venable's the tape of his playoff games trucking people?
He can do just about anything. John Mateer looked pretty dang good last week, and I'm going to ride the Sooners.
All right, Paul?
Well, this is pretty easy because I know there's conversation at Ole Miss. You know, they look decent, they look good, but they still lost. And I'll tell you what, if you saw the line of scrimmage, I thought that Georgia was more physical. And this is going to be, I look at this game, and my one question is, which team will be more physical on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball? This is that one game I say OU will be more physical. I'm taking OU. I think this is a fairly easy one, guys. Although the 5.5 points does worry me a little bit.
It's a pretty big line.
It's a big line.
It's a
big
line. Tommy's taking OU as well. So, TJ, you can have an Ole Miss Island.
Let's go.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the.
Me too.
What do they drink on that island?
Shambliss.
Yeah.
Trinidad Shambliss.
There you go.
Taking me home.
All right. Let's go to the NFL in the first game we'll pick. It involves the AFC West and the team that, as I pick first, I just can't fully endorse in the Broncos as a 3.5-point favorite. Cowboys are coming into Denver. Man, guys, I just, like, Denver, what one of two things happened. Like, that either ignites Denver, that comeback last week, or it was all smoke and mirrors, and they almost got their tails kicked by the Giants. So we'll find out, because Dallas's offense is legit. Dallas's defense is not very good, but their offense is very good. They've got CeeDee Lamb back. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to take the 3.5 points. I feel pretty good. It's one of my favorite bets, actual bets of the week. And I don't say that very often with the Cowboys. As a Cowboys fan, I know how foolish that can be. But I just I think that Dallas is a much better offensive team than Denver. And Denver's going to be able to score anyway because the Cowboys can't play a lick of defense. They switched up their scheme defensively last week, and it helped just a little bit. And that'll be enough to cover 3.5 points. Give me the Cowboys. Paul?
Well, I'm sort of along with you. It seems like there are enough distractions going on with the Broncos. You know, I'm a big guy who believes that distractions can hurt football teams. And for that reason alone, and the Cowboys offense, the Cowboys can put some numbers up. I'm going to go ahead and take the Cowboys. And this may get a little high scoring, but that's okay. They still cover 3.5.
Brandon, can the Cowboys handle a track meet against Bo Nix?
Did we just say distractions are going to hurt a team involving the Dallas Cowboys? And those distractions are not coming from Dallas.
What is the Sean Payton?
Yeah, boy. What? Yeah, that's just, you know, who wants to hear that stuff in the middle
of? Who's he fighting with? Russell Wilson?
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Like they, on social media.
Yeah, nobody wants that kind of.
Yeah, this is what the NFL has become. Yeah, I'm a big Dak believer. I mean, if he can get this team to the playoffs, he's going to be there in the MVP hunt. He's playing as well as anybody at the quarterback position. I'm going to ride the Cowboys on the road this week.
Tommy is taking the Cowboys plus 3.5. This, boy, I did not see this coming. TJ, you got a chance for an island with the Broncos.
Let me have it. I was going to pick them anyways. They scored 33 points in a quarter last week. They could just do that, and then they'd score over 100 this week, and they'd be great.
TJ, I want to
add. It'd be 132 points if they averaged that for all four.
Need to ask TJ a question. How'd the islands work for you last week, big boy? You had three islands.
Hey.
You lost two of them.
I've won one of them.
Well,
at some point, I'll believe in Denver, maybe. But I just can't do it. I just can't get behind them being this great team. I don't know what it is. They've got a good defense. They might have the best defensive player in football. They've got some studs on offense. I'm not buying it. I don't know what it is.
I don't blame you.
shame on me, probably. All right, Paul, you lead us off with this one. It is a revenge game, I think. Aaron Rodgers is at home with Pittsburgh, getting 3 points against the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers plus 3 points. I kind of like that. I'm taking the Steelers.
All right. 3 points for Paul. Brandon?
It didn't matter last week against the Bengals. Ain't going to matter this week against the Packers. Josh Jacobs, 2 touchdowns. Packers roll.
That takes us to Tommy, who is taking the Packers -3. No surprise there. He put the Packers in the Super Bowl before the season. Packers have not been very good on the road, and they haven't been that impressive to me this year. They feel like they're constantly underachieving. Rodgers feels like a chip on the shoulder kind of guy. They are at home getting 3 points. That is the part that surprises me a little bit. Three good points. Like, I don't know. Pittsburgh, it's been strange to see them not play better defensively this year. If they had the normal Pittsburgh defense with the way Rodgers has been managing things so well, this would be a legit contender. I don't know if they eventually figure it out defensively, but I'm not laying 3 on the road with the Packers. I'm going to take old man Rodgers and his chance to stick it to the Packers. And he feels like, I said it to Glasser yesterday, he feels like a stick it kind of quarterback. Feels like he's going to have a big game. Give me the Steelers. Give me the points. TJ?
I'm taking the Packers. I think they're too good to lose to the old man Rodgers and those Steelers. I think that they've shown their flashes. They've also shown their woes. I think they're going to show flashes this week.
All right, we've got about 3.5 minutes or so to get through the Chiefs and the Commanders. Normally that we'd spend 1 million minutes on the Chiefs. I don't know that we need to this week. TJ, you're, I believe, back up first here on this one. Chiefs laying 12.5 is where we got the number.
12.5. Last week I said the Raiders line was too big at 11.5, and it needed to be tripled to be right. So I'm not going to, as PJ Glasser eloquently put it yesterday, I'm not stepping in front of that train again. I'm taking the Chiefs. They're covered in 12.5. It's going to be a blowout on Monday Night Football.
Tommy is taking the Commanders plus 12.5, so there will be no island here. Paul?
Well, listen, last week I was worried about that number, too, and then take a look at what the number really was, and it was just downright amazing. Why not again? Listen, there are some injury problems. There's some things going on with the Commanders. This is not, quite frankly, this is not the Commanders team I thought where they would be at this point even a year ago. And so with that being said, I'm taking the Chiefs. This might be the easy 12. I'm about to say this with 12.5-point spread. This might be the easiest pro pick that we're making today with a 12.5-point spread.
Pro pick.
Way to back out of the corner there.
Brandon Mariota has started and played 2 full games, and I'll be honest, he's been pretty good in both games. He's running the ball a little bit as a quarterback. He's been efficient as a passer. They are getting their weapons back, we think. They're going to at least get Debo back, maybe Debo and McLaurin. Is that enough to keep it close against the Chiefs?
This Washington defense might be the worst defense in the entire National Football League. And that's saying something because they're in the same division as the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think this game is particularly close at all. Give me the Chiefs big at home.
The Chiefs over to me felt like such an easy pick last week, and the Raiders just fell all over themselves. I'm with you. This is such a bad defense. I love their coach, who's one of the better defensive coaches in football, which makes it a little interesting that they've been as bad as they have been. But they've been as bad as they have been for a reason, and I don't think anybody is going to stop Kansas City. So if you're going to beat Kansas City, you'd better be able to score. And I'm not going to give the benefit of the doubt to Marcus Mariota. So I just like the Chiefs defense until they prove me right in that they weren't going to be as good. They've been as good. So I'm not going to get in the way of that. I'll lay the 12.5. And we'll see what happens Monday night. Weird things happen for Kansas City. It could again, but the Chiefs should be okay in this one. But Marcus Mariota is not a nothing burger, guys. Like as we finish up the picks, like he's played pretty well. He's had to start 2 games already this year, and he looked pretty good in both of those games. If he gets Debo back, if he gets McLaurin back, old Bill is running the ball pretty well. Like that offense can move the ball a little bit.
They might only lose by 13 points.
Oh, gee, can I change my pick?
They only lose by 11 and they cover the number.
maybe Washington will shop Marcus Mariota and he can start for the Vikings next week. That'd be great.
The bitter Vikings fan. If one-armed Carson Wentz isn't a better option, I think it's probably time to be a little concerned in Minnesota.
It's Max Brosmer season. Sky Yuma.
It's Anthony Edwards season. We got the Wolves big game at the Lakers tonight. I think it's on Amazon Prime. I don't even know what channel these games are on anymore in the NBA. But we'll
can Justin Jefferson play quarterback? Is TJ Hawkinson still alive?
He sucks.
Yeah. Week 8 of the high school football season means the regular season finales are coming in. And then we get the postseason, which is an opportunity for everybody to play extra games as we whittle it down on into state weekend, right around the time we're carving up the turkeys for Thanksgiving. Paul, I want to start with you this week because you guys are going to Dodge. Is that right?
That is correct. Leave at 1:30 today. That is correct.
You got some snacks packed up for the long road trip?
Boy, I'll tell you.
On the bus?
2.5 hours. Get to drive by the cattle plants, too. How about that?
That's right. Smell of money.
Smell of, well, I've never heard it put like that, but well, I guess it could be, though. Yeah, but we're going out to Dodge City. It's going to be an interesting game. Last game of the season. The word is, and I don't know how, you know, people make these predictions all the time, and I don't know how they work, and I don't follow them in high school that closely because, you know, you're going to know soon enough what, where, who goes where. Wichita East wins. They play Dodge City a second game in a row in Wichita. Wichita East loses. East goes back out to Dodge City for the first round of the playoffs, which, golly, I don't want to go twice. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's your
You'll go twice because you'll go down and back.
Well, that's right. But anyway, that's the word. It's going to be an interesting game. Both teams, I would say, are a bit of a disappointment record-wise. But it's a good team. You watch Dodge City on film. It's a good team. It's going to be quite a challenge. You guys need me to phone anybody a score when we're done out there?
Yeah, you can text it to TJ.
Okay.
Always appreciate it.
All right.
Paul, I'm going to send you a live unit. I'm going to need a live report from Memorial Stadium out there in Dodge after the game.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly what we need. It's going to be fun, though. I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, going out with the kids. It's always a big adventure for them. So there you go.
All right, TJ, what else are we looking at? Here in my neck of the woods, in my part of town, Andover Central jumps out to people. Who would you call the favorite in that game?
Yeah, that one, you don't really know. This is the one that, you know, Andover Central has been such a football power, and Andover's had its struggles the past few years. You know, they had a couple seasons with the wins coming sparingly last year. I think they got above 500 or right there at it this year. You know, they're kind of rolling a little bit. So this is the best year that we've seen for Andover in a few years. And Andover Central lost a lot of talent from that state championship team a year ago. But again, they won a state championship. They've got a lot of pieces that have shown up this year as they start to learn who this team has been. So, you know, this is, if you're making high school football spreads, we'll say that it's pretty close to a pick 'em, I imagine. I think it's at Andover Central. So it's going to be a tough spot for Andover to go on the road, but they just knocked off an undefeated Salinas Central team last Thursday. So they've proven they're pretty legit. Other than that, Bishop Carroll Derby tonight, City League versus AVCTL.
That's
should
right.
be a fun one.
Yeah.
A big spot for Carroll to prove how legit they want to be this year going down to Panther Stadium. And then we got a whole bunch more after that. Heston Andale sticks out from Class 3A. Should be a bunch of fun before the playoffs get underway there because that's a matchup that we'll probably see in the playoffs in a couple of weeks.
What do we have anything, TJ, as far as like implications? It's hard because everybody gets in, but are there big implications riding anywhere in any of these games about?
Oh, it's an interesting question. I haven't really dug into the numbers quite yet. I know in class 4, 5, 6 that everybody gets in. It's just a matter of, you know, where they play, whether you're, you know, East in Dodge City, looking at where you're going to have to make a drive to and all, as Paul was talking about. So in the smaller schools, I'm not quite sure because not everybody makes it in those. So to be honest, whenever you get down to the 3 and under, the district stuff kind of goes over my head at that point.
I struggled with that stuff all the time, too.
Yeah.
And we'll get the brackets, and those brackets will be out and all that kind of stuff. But, Paul, it doesn't, you know, once you get through this week, it doesn't really matter, does it? Like, everyone's goal is the same. You're all trying to win a state championship.
That's right.
So the path to get there.
Yeah. And everybody hopes that you get hot. You hope you practice well for a week, and it's so easy to become, you know, to take a look and at your team, and there's all kinds of things going on around you, and you've got to concentrate and make every rep count at practice. It's very hard at this time of the year. It's getting darker. Let's not forget, anybody that's ever coached understands that once you go into daylight savings time, it becomes difficult to practice. You'll cut down on practice because most people don't have lights. A lot of people don't have lights, or a lot of people aren't allowed to use their lights because it's an expensive proposition. And darkness becomes an issue. Times becomes an issue. And it's an interesting time of the year, but the playoffs are really something. And those teams that have success in the playoffs, I know this is going to sound like a generalization, but they're the teams that are preparing the best for that week of practice prior to their first or second round, third round, whatever it is. Those are the teams that will play the best, those that prepare the best. And sometimes it's hard to get these kids to concentrate and prepare like it's important. And but that's the nature of the playoffs. You play one game, you lose, and you're done. You're checking in, your shoulder pads, your helmet. For seniors, many seniors, they'll never put the pads on again the rest of their lives. So it's a big deal to me, and it's a big deal to a lot of football players who want to continue their career at least another week.
Well, we'll get it all caught up. You'll have the high school football scoreboard show. It'll be tomorrow morning at 8. Remember, we've got K-State basketball tonight here, but Catch Kansas always has you covered on this stuff. TJ, what can folks expect on the Catch Kansas front today?
Yeah, I'll list off some of my other favorites of the day here. A lot of, speaking of implications, a lot of small school matchups are going to be really, really awesome. Inman versus Mound Ridge is a battle of two teams that are 6-1, I believe. We've got our guy Mike Corson going out to Sterling. Hutch Trinity Sterling is an undefeated Sterling, one loss Hutch Trinity. They're both unbeaten in district play. I said Heston Andale should be fun, as it always is, in Class 3A. Other than that, we got Eisenhower Northwest, a lot of talent that'll play at the next level. Will be featured in that game. Capon versus Heights and Bueller versus McPherson, the rivalry there up north of us. Is that Harvey County? I think it's that Harvey County?
Yeah, no,
it's McPherson County.
I think they both fall McPherson in. County.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, right. Anyways, yeah. Should be a bunch of fun.
One of my favorite memories.
Yeah, well, should be a bunch of fun. We'll get the coverage going about 4:30. We'll have Rachel live out at Andover Central. That game got moved up to 6 o'clock, as did Bishop Carroll Derby. So, going to get the coverage underway a little bit sooner than usual. Games will get done sooner. We'll take away from the TV stress later tonight. Jacob, you know about that. Oh. So looking forward to a good Catch of Kansas Friday. And then tonight's going to be the cramming of trying to build out some graphics to try to figure out what playoffs will look like as best as we can.
Yeah, that's you'll get a little extra time. Those early games might actually be pretty helpful for you guys. So watch KWCH, KSCW all night for Catch Kansas coverage. Of course, catchatkansas.com. All right, while we still have a few minutes here, fellas, the World Series also starts tonight, kind of sneaking up. I don't love the fact that it starts on a Friday night, to be perfectly honest with you. Should have started last night, in my opinion, but that's okay. They'll have the stage to themselves in some ways, but it's Blake Snell and Yesevich for Toronto, who's been okay in the postseason. Snell's been electric in the postseason. What do we do? Let's predict the World Series. We haven't done this. I'm going to take Blue Jays in 7, just for no reason other than I really want the Blue Jays to beat the Dodgers. So I'm going to say Blue Jays in 7. I do think we'll get Shohei being a superstar. I do think we'll get Vlad Jr. being a superstar. Two great organizations, great fan bases. I hope that these games are close and this is good. It does feel like the Blue Jays are big underdogs here, though. Savage, who are you picking in the World Series?
Well, I'm going to take the Dodgers, and it's not really a baseball reason, but tariffs are going up on Canada. And whenever you see tariffs going up, you know that it's going to affect Shohei Ohtani. And I'm going to take the Dodgers basically because of tariffs.
So tariffs on Canada are going up. Shohei Ohtani, who's not Canadian, will feel the effects.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tariffs. TJ?
We didn't bring this up yesterday. The best joke of all the betting jokes coming out was the fact the World Series was starting in a day, and it said, wow, convenient time for the Dodgers to leave the country. head up to Canada for the World Series. Whoa. I don't know. It's going to be the Dodgers. I hope it can last five or six games. I would love if you're right, Jacob, and it's Blue Jays in seven, but I don't think that they've got the firepower. I think this is going to be a Dodgers roll spot, and they're big underdogs. That's for a reason. I think the Dodgers are going to do it again.
Yeah, they're not as big of underdogs as I feel like they should be. They're not huge underdogs tonight, plus 130 at home. It's just the problem is like the Dodgers, man, they just line up and they never let up in the lineup, in the rotation. But let's not pretend like the Blue Jays don't have a bunch of great players. The Blue Jays won 98 games this year. They won more games, I should say, in the regular season than the Dodgers did. And like, they're good, man. Like, they're good. They're hosting for a reason. They've got stars and all-stars in their lineup. They've got guys like George Springer who've been there before. It's baseball. It's baseball. You never know what's going to happen. It feels like the depth favors the Dodgers greatly. And Shohei's a freak. I mean, he is a freak of nature.
He gets two wins. What if Ohtani gets two wins? Two wins, this series is over.
I don't think he'll have the chance. Let me check the probable pitcher match.
If he has two wins, that means he might be going to game seven.
I don't think they've announced it. So he's obviously not pitching tonight. He's had enough rest where he could go in game two. But if they're going Snell, surely they're going to go Yamamoto in game two. I don't know if he'll start. Maybe they hold it where he could start a game seven. So then he could maybe be the game three starter. But he usually gets extra rest anyway in his starts. I'm not sure if he'll have the chance to throw two games. Maybe they go game two just to leave the possibility open. I don't know.
Yeah. It is the World Series,
I'd be
though,
more worried. Yeah. I'd be more worried about his bat than I would be of him starting games. He went through, though. Remember, like, go look at the games for him. Go look at his game logs. Like, he went through a stretch in the postseason where he wasn't doing anything early on, and then he just had a great series. So if they can neutralize him, Vladdy Jr. has been just as hot. Vlad Jr. has been awesome in the postseason and is a superstar. I'm talking myself into it just because I don't want to see the streak broken. I don't want to see back-to-back champions. Go Blue Jays.
I hope so. I hope so. To relate this back to us here locally, did you see the video that the MLB had Vinny Pasquantino as a media correspondent yesterday? Did you see his question to
Shohei?
That'll
be fun. No.
He asked Shohei yesterday at the media days, this is true, by the way. Shohei's two hardest thrown pitches ever are both to Vinny Pasquantino. He threw 102 in the World Baseball Classic and 102 this year at Kauffman. And so Vinny asked him, he said, yeah, I don't know if you know that you did this, but you did this. So why do you hate me so much?
What was Shohei's answer?
He said, you're too good of a hitter. I have to throw hard.
That's funny. Good on Vinny for getting in there. He'll be a personality. If he stretches his career out long enough, and I think he will, he's going to have a job in the media. Mm-hmm. He is setting himself up nicely to do these things now. And to be quite honest, I think it's time to get him. It might be time to get him his extension if you're the Royals. That might need to be an offseason priority. He proved a ton this year on the field. He had the slow start, but man, he got it together. Is he one of the four? I saw the four Silver Slugger guys yesterday. Yep. Is he one of the four?
Mm-hmm. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, and Michael.
That's right. Yeah. Michael's the one I couldn't think of. So good season for him. Well, that'll do it. We got a busy weekend as always here on the networks. Tonight, again, a reminder, K-State basketball at Mizzou. We have radio coverage of that game, which is awesome, at 8 o'clock. That should be fun. And then tomorrow, we get 2 hours of pregame coverage with Wyatt Thompson and crew on the K-State Sports Network, which you'll hear right here on KFH. That coverage begins at 9 up until the kickoff at 11 a.m. for the Sunflower Showdown. TJ, enjoy the Sunflower Showdown without the sunshine.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of sun in the Sunflower Showdown this year, but it's going to be a bunch of fun. I got the loads of trash bags making the trip up to try to keep the cameras dry. We'll see what happens.
We will be here Monday morning to talk about all of it and review. Don't miss it. For TJ, for Paul, for Brandon, for Max, I'm Jacob. We'll see you Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.